People, great Biafrans, wherever you are in the world, we're welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you from Israel. Once again, my name is Nnamdi Kanu. On this day, the 26th of May, in the year of our Lord 2013, we're welcoming you. We're saying good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. This is Radio Biafra, received in every continent, in every country on this planet, where you have Biafran people. And I'm delighted to say that the studio is packed today. We have our brothers here and our sister, as always. Amaka is here with us. And we're welcoming you wherever you are. Please tell your friends, tell your family, even tell our enemies as well that Radio Biafra is on, so everyone can tune in. You know how to get through to us. You know how to join the live discussion. As always, around about, say, 7:30 London time, 9:30 Israeli time, please, you can always phone us. You can join us either via Skype or on the phone. The number to call is on your screen. If you're not receiving it, please go to the message on Facebook. You should be able to receive it there and see the number to call us on and then be able to get through to us. Once again, we're welcoming you wherever you are in the world. And the studio is packed, as we said, so you must bear with us. Today's format of our presentation is slightly different. We want to resolve the problem in Israel. All the difficulties in Israel, we are bringing it out in the open and to try to resolve it. Some are saying there are no problems. Others are saying there are problems. We are here to resolve it, because if Israel is dysfunctional, if Israel is fractured, there is no way, wherever we are in the world, we'll be able to function properly, because this is the home, the seat of heaven itself. God is in this country. So if our people here are not united, then we are wasting our time. Once again, we're welcoming you, please. And also tell your friends, do not forget, you can Facebook them, you can inbox them. Anything you can do to bring people together to this program, you're more than welcome to do that, please. And we must hurry this evening to, we want everybody to speak in the studio. It's very, very important. The whole world is listening. We must make this abundantly clear. If you can start with the lady first, please. Amaka, say hello to our wonderful listener before I can proceed.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Thank you very much. And please give us your name, where you come from, and then you greet our listeners, please.
Hello, good afternoon, good morning, and good evening. My yes. name is Valentino Ogochukwu.
Where are you from?
I'm from Anambra State.
Which, where in Anambra?
I'm from Po.
Po in Anambra State. Please Come closer together. We are in a bit of a tight corner, but it doesn't matter. We are all one family here. Please give us your name. Greet our listeners. Give us your name and where you're from, please.
Okay. Hello. This is Nat Okadike. I'm from Abba in Imo State.
Abba.
And I say shalom to all of you from Israel.
Thank you very much. Well spoken, please.
My name is Ojikalu from Abreba. Good afternoon, good evening, and good day.
Thank you very much. Ojika, you're not related to all Jews, Akalo, are you?
Not really.
Oh, wonderful. That's very good news to hear. Please, go ahead.
Hello, listeners. My name is Jonah Onyalis. I say hi to all our listeners and wish you all well from Tel Aviv, Israel.
Thank you very much. And please?
Okay, my name is Castro Nkume.
Castro Nkume?
Yeah.
It's a very powerful name.
Yeah.
Can you tell them they're making noise, please? You don't want to hear people yet. Can you shut the door, please?
From Ethnic MBC.
Yes.
To our good listeners, good morning, good evening, and good night.
Thank you very much. Okay. And yes, please, Ikemba himself, go ahead.
Mo abu Okechukwu Ikemba Ojukwu, which are from the Ebonyi Israel, President of the Ebonyi National Congress. Shalom.
Thank you very much. And other people are coming in and we're welcoming all. Please, Ameji, you are here. Say hello to our wonderful listeners before you even sit down, please.
Yeah, good evening, my brothers and sisters all over the world. My name is Emmanuel Ameji. From Tel Aviv, Israel.
Thank you very much. And we have our brother here again who is coming. Please give us your name, where you're from, and say hello to the wonderful listeners of Radio Biafra all over the world, please.
Okay, good evening, everybody. I am Austin Obiorebezim from Oba, Anambra State.
Thank you very much. As you can see, our studio is packed. If there are slight distractions, please do bear with us. If there are some kind of interference with the signaling this evening, please do try and persevere. Our studio is very tiny. It is packed here in Tel Aviv, in Israel, the Holy Land itself. Radio Biafra is continuing to broadcast from Israel to the entire humanity. We are welcoming you wherever you are. Because of that, there's a slight alteration to our normal schedule. The principal headline we're bringing you this evening is that we are confirming once again that Nigeria succeeded in paying the money they owe Biafra, that for the very first time Nigeria paid money to Biafra, because the case, the rule was awarded against them on the 16th of January. They were asked to pay us a fine, and now they have paid, and we have acknowledged it. We've written to them. For the very first time in the history of the country called Nigeria, they acknowledge they have wronged us and have made some payments towards Biafra. Biafra has what is called judicial recognition in Nigeria. That means that there is no more fear for anybody to be afraid to answer a Biafran. That is the work that Radio Biafra, in conjunction with Bilia Human Rights Initiative, was able to accomplish. This has never, ever happened before. We are also reporting this evening that President Goodluck Jonathan has gone to Kano State to tell the people of Kano, the widows of the slain police officers in Nasarawa, if we can recall a few weeks ago, promising them heaven and earth, saying he's going to compensate them. We are asking who are going to compensate who in person, or who are the persons going to compensate all the Igbos slaughtered in Kano, all the Igbos who are victims of terrorism in northern Nigeria, who is going to pay them? Why are we not talking about them? Why are we silent on this very thorny issue? Why is it when something affects the northerners, everybody jumps up? When it affects Igbo people, nobody is talking, nobody is complaining, nobody is mourning. That is what we're here to find out this evening. But more importantly, we are here in Israel trying to unite everybody. The studio is packed this evening and people are also streaming in. There is a desire, there is a willingness, there's an urgency, there is a desire to make sure there is peace and unity in Israel, because they're a lot more closer to God than most of us are. No, we don't want them to be fractious anymore. That is why everybody is here in the open to field questions, to answer questions from our listeners this evening. Whatever the issue is, we want to put to bed this issue of disunity. Are we Igbos united or not? Are Biafrans united or not? We want to put this very issue to rest this evening. We have come to the source. We have come to Israel to find out why, in the name of God, who owns this very land upon which we stand, why are we not united? And you will come in later. A lot of people are coming. If you come in, please, you step forward, introduce yourself, and greet our listeners, please. The last people to come in, I think there are three people that came in. We must know who you are. It's important. Please, go ahead.
Igbo mmanu. Igbo kelenu. Igbo rienu. Umuwanyi. Ambo Darlington. This is not my first time. Darlington Okechukwu Monday Isaac.
Ndewo, welcome, my God.
Hey, my language for that. Ndewo, I'm on
Ndewo,
I'm on Wafo.
Onyoma, Ndewo. Onyoma is a batano. My work is beke. What the broken in kete? How will it be? Bin agaraga ka. What are you going to do? So guess what?
Ibukelelo. Lielo, muano. Muabo beke debe. I'm on your part.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And you, please, sir.
I'm on a kelelo.
Yeah.
Kelelo, kelelo.
Yeah.
I'm on a wo kanan.
Thank you very much.
Amandoba.
It's the local government. Ndewo. This is Radio Biafra. As we said, our studio is packed. We are here to unite the house of God himself. We are here to bring the whole of our people in Israel together. We are packed here as brothers, and our sister is also here, making abundantly sure that the spirit of oneness, brotherhood, and unity is with us now and always. We don't want it to break, even when Radio Biafra lives here. We are here. You know the number to call before we proceed. We've given you our headlines this evening. We are asking, why is it that when something affects Hausa people, the Nigerian government always reacts? When it affects us, nobody is talking. We understand that a lot is wrong. Please, if your phone is on, I will advise you to switch it off, completely off, please. Or if it's on silent, it's very, because we don't want to be discourteous to our listeners. Not just we Biafrans listening all over the world. Most important governments are listening, even including the Israeli government themselves as well. They know that our mission here is honorable. It is religious. We have come here to be closer to God. We have come here to reconcile our brothers and our sisters. We have come here to forge once again a bond founded on one need number. That is key. If we are not united, we cannot succeed. That is very, very important. So regardless of whatever it is, we remind you this evening that there is an ancient Igbo saying. So we must also be very conscious of that. Regardless of how upset you are, whoever has upset you, whatever may have happened in the past, we are here to bring peace to the house of Israel, of which the Igbo race happens to be an integral part. I'm converted. I have seen it for myself. I've seen the evidence, which is irrefutable, that we are part of this very noble family. So we're welcoming you. Now, we understand, we're going to dispense with our normal convention and protocol and try to deal with issues differently. Our key problem this evening is to unite our people in Israel. If I can start with you, Kemba, what is the problem? Why are we not united in Israel? And what can we do from tonight to make sure that we are one going forward?
Basically, let me just underline the fact that there is no, if you ask me, I will tell you that there is no problem. Nibon Israel is united. We have a registered organization. We have even the Igbo Jewish community. But you know that whenever it comes to some people who might not like to become part of what we are doing, the cliche and the Igbo Enweze, which is synonymous with disobedience, some people will always like to push themselves forward. So as it is, Igbo Israel, we are united and we are doing the much we can. Ndi kwetekwara n'ihe a na-eme, most of them are attending Igbo meeting, attending the functions, and we are doing the best we can. Most of the issues that was raised, you know, in a few days is something that I can underline as minute disagreements, which we have dealt with it and we are moving forward. So I'm assuring the rest of the world and the worldwide that Israel, we are united and we are going to play our own part, you know, in making sure that we are forging ahead.
But what were the difficulties before? Because we've had a lot of harrowing stories. What are the problems? Amaka, in your view, what have you seen? In fact, before you come in, I want to go to Emmanuel. Emmanuel, if you can please step forward and tell us, in your view, what has been happening in Israel? You came by saying everything is hunky-dory, everything is wonderful. What has been happening here? Why are some of our brothers not attending the meetings? That's what we want to know. Why is it that when meetings are called, some people don't attend? What is going on in Israel? We want to understand.
Thank you very much. I understand. I'm aware that there's a meeting of the Igbos in Israel. But the actual problem is was from 4 or 5 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. There have been so much conflict, you know, between one another, which is the normal thing. At a point, some people stopped going to the meeting, some people continue going to the meeting. There was in 2005 or 6, you know, this problem with Biafra and some Jewish, Igbo Jewish organization that was formed in Israel, you know, and I find out that some
miscreant, you know, came out from nowhere, and the way it was, the way the something was handled was very, to me, I must say that it was very bad. I remember one Shadrach that is in Nigeria now. I actually started this Nigerian Biafran organization with Emeka, like I told you last time. Yeah, and somebody told me, when I was we were arranging to send a message to meet, you know, meeting the Kinneyset members in Israel. Somebody from the internet cafe took the disc, you know, from us and went to send to Nigerian embassy in Israel, telling them that they were rebels. We are, you know. So when that was going on, this Shadrach and his group were in a lot. So they came in. When they had the stories, they jumped in. And they all of a sudden started Biafra. They called me. I invited me. I told them, I said, look at the problem now is this. I am doing this personally. I came out to do this personally because I had a very strong contact with United Nations then, very solid one. I told them I'm not making boast of it. I just want to use this opportunity to help the Igbo people here. You understand? So this young man came in. I told him, I wouldn't want a situation where you guys will come in and turn this organization into a money-making profit. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, what I said was what happened. All they brought in Ghanaians, they brought in Benin people, they brought in everyone from Igbo to the Jewish this, for you know, something that was very, that was not in line with what I planned.
Who brought in the Benin people? Who brought in the Ghana people?
It was the so-called head of Igbos then, Shadrach. He was, I don't know what the kind of title he was, you know, he had then. And it was very terrible. He started collecting money from everybody. For, you know, I called the Washington, D.C., and informed them and sent them a letter that I've withdrawn. That whatever happens, as far as this organization is concerned in Israel, I am not involved. Look at the kind of people that's coming now. Look at what is going to happen. And that was
exactly what happened.
Yeah, so from that time till today, they messed everything around that time. And as a matter of fact, when I heard again that they reorganized, they wanted to go to United Nations. I must tell you this, gospel truth, I have a stronger contact to more than any of them here. I called them as they were on the way. I took telephone, I called them, I said, stop them. Don't allow them to enter, they are criminals. And they turned them back. And that was the end, as far as United Nations was concerned.
And that was the end of it?
Yes. So
let me jump in here, excuse me. Well, you know, the greatest injustice you can ever do to your own people, or to people you call your friends, is when you know, deliberately or otherwise, you know, to represent things that are kind of contorted. You know, let me just make it abundantly clear.
Yes.
The Shadrach that Emmanuel mentioned, mm-hmm. I deputized him at a point. So the idea of bringing foreigners, Ghanaians, or Benin people mm-hmm. into the Igbo Forum,
yes.
I will tell you that all those stuff that are being mentioned now,
yes.
you know, nothing like that took place because I was a card-carrying member of the Igbo community from that point. Even at the point when we registered the Igbo community with the Interior Ministry, which we still have the certificate today, as a registered NGO in Israel, the visit to the United Nations, I happened to be one of the representatives. After we had a demonstration in the streets of Jerusalem, I have pictures to prove it.
What's the demonstration about? Is it about Igbo or about Biafra?
Which it was a Biafran demonstration when Uwazurike, the Demo sub leader, mm-hmm. was being incarcerated in Nigeria. So mm-hmm. we were demonstrating for his release.
Yes.
So we went to Jerusalem. After we demonstrated in the city of Jerusalem, of which Emeka is also part of the delegate that went there. Mm-hmm. In the end, after we finished, we submitted a letter to Mr. Michael Bavley, who was then the United Nations High Commissioner here in Israel. Mm-hmm. So the claim of, you know, that criminals are coming, or I made a telephone call, mm-hmm. I'm telling you that I participated in this and nothing like that happened. Yes. I submitted a letter in the United Nations mm-hmm. where we presented the case of Igbos in Israel, the case of Biafrans. Along the line, there are so many people here in Israel. There are so many business centers around here. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to start calling people's name on air, yes. but there are some people who were forging ID cards, making it, the so-called money-making whatever they are doing, because the organization we represented, mm-hmm. we represented Igbos. Mm-hmm. Some of them who are here, they will still bear me witness. My deputy secretary, he came in here when we have the under the Masab leadership. Then he mentioned the Igbo Jewish community. Igbo Jewish community was a particular appendage of Igbo nationality in Israel, which I happen also to be a member. I am a Jew in the land of Israel. I practice Judaism. That conversion that he was talking about, I participated in that, and we have a certificate to prove it. We visited even the chief rabbi of Israel, Rav Shlomo Amar, in his office. I have a letter to prove it. So what I want you people to know is I base everything I do based on facts, based on the truth. I am not here to mudsling. I'm not here to smear anybody, but I am here to bear testimony to the truth. So mentioning certain people and ascribing certain criminalities to them, I will not be party
to
that.
What I want to ask you is, what happened to the people that started the movement in the first? Who started this whole thing in Israel?
The
idea of going and meeting people.
Coming to who started the Biafra movement in Israel. Biafra movement in Israel dated as back as 1997. That was when we started the first Biafra movement in Israel under Ibogade, campaign for the restoration of Igbo race. Chukwudi Ifeoma, who is in Australia now, we bear witness. That was when Biafra movement started here. People, who, the second part, which Yema participated, when they started using United Nations to go to the UN for purpose of people, you know, protecting themselves as refugees. That was something that happened much more later. So the idea of claiming that I started the Biafra movement, for me, Biafra movement dated back. We were the first people here that organized on May 29 to remember the fallen heroes of Biafra with their black t-shirt, Biafra forever. Some people in Israel will still remember it. So the claim of I started it, they hijacked it. I don't know what it means. I've been living in Israel for the past 17 years. So when people have maybe one or two, you know, disagreements or problems along the line, and then you project it to be a national problem, I'm very, very sorry. It didn't happen like that.
Yes.
Shadrach was not a criminal. Shadrach never collected money from anybody. I deputized him, and I am telling you the truth. If there were personal things or disagreement people have along the line, I don't know about that. Even the day we went to Jerusalem, you can ask Emeka. You can ask Chukwudi Ifeoma also, who is in Australia right there.
Okay, thank you very
much. But this is not exactly why I want to be on air.
No. But we must be, there is a saying where we come from. We are all Igbo people. As an honor, I'm a vocal to the Yala. In him, and then our forefather said that na hapu nezioku wundu. Kamu li Igbo kwe. Nasi nezioku wundu. Him, I had to see nezioku wundu. In him, I've been a man and I need a name. I want you to be a caricha. Ebe chibe. Onye ka so otu ihe si me onye ka si otu ihe si me anya si anya ekpebie na kwuzo a ga esi me ka odi mma anya ekpebie ya di mma nihi na imecha na abana ga apuga anwo mma asi nezie Israel wo ofu kama ni ihe m na aryo na aryo si kewo na agbanye gi ihe butere ngota ihe ma owu adighi n'otu ma owu esi mokwu oge gara aga ni umu ihe ndi anayi ga ebughachi ya asu n'uche ga n'ihu akwu ihe ekwetakari na
ihe akwu
ihe ekwetara
oge when I took over after Shadrach left when I took over the leadership of Igbo National Congress in Israel.
Yes.
I took it upon myself to reform it. You can ask Emmanuel Hamed and most of these people here. Everything.
Is it ma owu eziokwu ma ọ bụghị eziokwu onye mere ji na-ekwu ya na-ekwupụta ya n'ihe ka ụwa na-ege ntị n'ihi na ozi anyị na-agbasa n'abalị onwe ebe ọ na na-eru n'ụwa niile people are listening from all over the world otu anyị gụnwa dịka nwoke gatara agata n'ụlọ ma ndị nke n'ebe anyị chọrọ ka unu gwa anyị si ole ga ebe unu nọ ihe dị otu a na-eme n'Israel onwe onye tiri mkpu si biko unu emekwuru unu agbasa na adọsakwala ihe ndị a. Yes.
Echekwara m na enwere ha ịkwụrụ bụ ebe a kemgbe Igbo gbara bido enweghị mgbe a ga-asị 100% of Igbos will agree on one point. It's not possible. And it cannot be possible here. The important thing is, what's the majority view in everything? The majority of ndị Igbo are united in Israel and they're moving forward during their meetings. So some people feel in a heart so part of it. And why is it going to be a good meeting? So the meeting naga on ndi gbo na meet na me ife on this Friday on iga no weba e bia fo ebe ndi gbo gbakoro ife na eme abia na azu. So obuse onye nwere any personal disagreement with the people na bata ni gbo meeting and when ba ga e buru e buru buta na meeting. So on na enwe ife di mba iga na ekuko ohaneze mara na yin ana ekuke na nka aba mana what I hear we had the kembo na ni gbo obuna ha na families even in churches ana enwe what abi. So bela onye si na ya ofu onye asi ofu onye de sirio na anu igbo igbo zuru ezu na obodo igbo zuru keme ai na eje hu ndi won obodo ihe obu na na eme na eme independent of ndi igbo this Friday you should back managato even ana so le na church is di chiche
igbo igbo
ni igbo na eme na ege ife na eme so o kese na eme we feel this grotesque elements who doesn't want to be part of community there's nothing you can do about it look I'm ala igbo enwe oge some churches suputa na igbo si ha ma so na eme even di obodo na eme obodo didn't stop functioning. We moved on. So that's how it works. So I want to hear them. Let us go ahead and talk about that. How put then I show him part of Igbo community? Because he will be a woman Igbo boy. And the people in there, they be like, "Oh, heba." So all the unknown are Igbo. If you are Igbo, sure, I want there to be a meaningful man. Because if I name na otundi Igbo no boda otu man. So only as na yama be, I want to tell you, sigaburi ebrubu matia. It's not possible.
Can I not see? This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are this evening, please. Hello?
They've gone. What we want to do this evening is to try and move forward as one. And that leads us very kindly to the next issue. Why are people in Israel afraid of fronting the word Biafra to the world? Why? We know we are Igbo people. But what can give us redemption is Biafra. Why are we not using Biafra to do what we are doing in Israel?
Okay. Can I say something?
Of course you may, yes.
Okay. I'm happy na Iberija na like Ikembaku. Aya kataga hano buda. Na ota?
Yes.
Someone is okay.
No, go.
Aya kataga hano buda and more clergy. And
pledge on Pentecostal.
Yes, on Pentecostal.
Okay, go ahead.
Good. And I don't have Igbo meetings. And that doesn't mean that I disagree with them. Only anything that Hane me, like Mambay, Little, you can't me, Ojuku, my Hene now, I'm always at the forefront. Look, the cause of Biafra, we are not afraid to answer Biafrans. What really happened when there were time that things went wrong, but for the cause of Biafra, every Igbo man is proudly putting it up ahead. Information or any information that has spilled out of this place that we are panicking or fidgeting or trying to shy away from our identity, that is a fallacy. We have a t-shirt. We've at one time gone out on the road. Look, we have met people. We have met people in this land, people that matters about Biafrans, are still on. In our time, like Ikembaku Oge Rafi was.
Let us take this call first of all.
Yeah.
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
It's Dr. Kideni Fasson. I'm calling from Copenhagen.
From Copenhagen in Denmark. Go ahead. We are all listening. Our brothers are here. This place is packed, full of Biafrans. Please go ahead. We are listening.
Yes, I'm Dr. Sonja from Copenhagen.
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead. What do you want to say? Go ahead, please. We are listening.
What I want to say is that I feel that this discussion, we are not supposed to be discussing such an issue on the air, you know? Because, hello?
Yeah, we are all here listening attentively. Go ahead, we're listening to you. Go ahead. Hello?
I'm saying that this discussion is, we are not supposed to continue discussing about the problems within the Igbo community in Israel.
How do we solve the problem? Doctor, how do we solve the problem?
We have to find out. We we don't solve a problem. Like, there is a guy who is saying that there is always problem between family, between brothers and sisters, and there are some people who doesn't like to come and be part of some meeting, so you don't force them. So for us to be discussing about the Igbo community, their problems in Israel, and talking about it on air, I don't think it's appropriate.
If you,
we can discuss how do we move forward and realize Biafra and things like that. There's no way to live in your own family. There are some people who doesn't agree with you, and that is how it is. So I don't think we should use the whole time to discuss about their problem. They went to UN, this, that. This is a dangerous problem.
So in your own advice, in your own estimation, how do we resolve the problem of perceived disunity in Israel? How do we resolve it?
In my own way, I will say that maybe you can discuss with them privately, not airing it, you know, because, you know, we are talking about the Hausas, the Yorubas. If you remember, Inland, a long time ago, I called from Copenhagen and said the Igbo people are not united.
You said
and it's
so.
It's happening in Israel. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So it's something you can give them advice privately. And let's move on.
Okay.
There's somebody who said Iwemweze. Iwemweze, which is true. Igbo people don't have the answer. We believe that we are kings. We cannot follow, you know, simple rules and regulations. Who are you to give me advice? I can do my own. So, which is very right. So, the best thing for me is to give them advice privately so that our enemies will not laugh at us. Say, oh, what is happening? Look at these people. You know, they say they are one. You see now they are having problems in the Holy Land. They can't even be one. So, you don't watch your dirty liners in the public.
Okay, let us see if this caller agrees with you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay, my name is Onyeka Chukwu Ezemba. I'm calling from Dutchland.
You're calling from Germany or from Holland. I don't know which one is Dutchland anymore.
Dutchland, Germany.
Germany, please go ahead.
I think the discussion with the Israel also is good. It's very good to ratify their problem. But also, like what somebody in Copenhagen, in Denmark, said, also is okay. I think it's also better to give them advice privately out of the air. But again, I want to take this opportunity to tell our brothers in Copenhagen that it's both alone and not Biafra. Biafra comprises with many Igbo and many Ibonta, Iboku, and all
yes,
talking about
that is correct, yes. From Idoma to Igbo to Efik to Ibibio to Anang to Kwa Ibos to even the people in Ebanke. Some people are saying Ishekiri, some people are saying no to Ishekiri and to Robo. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
All this is comprises Biafra. So they should know that these people are also listening. So, and I also commend the work we are doing there, because if they are united, we will move forward. That is the reality. It's the best thing to unite them. Any country that Igbos or Biafra in Thailand, not even Igbos, are not united, is a problem, of course. But still, we can still go on, actually. But please, I want this opportunity to beg them that really, we all shouldn't forget we are under umbrella of Biafra. Igbo meeting, we are not against Igbo meeting, but they should make sure that they have a meeting at Biafra that comprises all these people that make up Biafra.
That is correct. Please, whilst you're there, let us ask Wilson Anene, who is on Skype, to please wait where you are. Wilson Anene, stay where you are, and also Dr. Egemba, let them stay where they are. Thank you very much. Let's take this call again. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Mr. Mbande. I'm okay. Ewenike from Italy.
Okay, from Italy. Go ahead.
Yes, Mbande, I want to thank you very much and the members of your crew there. You people are doing a wonderful job.
We are plenty here. How many are we here? How many are we? We're up to, God knows, it's uncountable here. I'm very, very happy. They've made my evening.
Yes, yes, of course. And I want to tell you that you are indeed the true son of an Igbo. So So I want to congratulate you so much. The way and the manner you are conducting the affairs of Igbos, especially the Biafrans, there in Israel.
You people are just
wonderful people. It doesn't matter whether we discuss it on air or not. The most important thing is to arrive at a point. And the point is reconciling any of them that is aggrieved.
Yes.
In order to move forward and then realize the Biafra, which is our main goal.
Yes.
So go ahead and keep on doing what you are doing. And we are all behind. We are all with you. We all are the same. The most important thing is to realize Biafra. I thank all of them there. I believe that after the meeting this night there, you all of you must be able to reconcile very well, and something tangible will come out of it. Israel is our headquarters. Israel is our capital. Israel is our base. We so much believe in Israel, and we so much believe on you people there. The moment that place stands, everywhere all over the world must stand. Biafra must stand everywhere all over the world.
Yes.
Man, make sure you do not leave Israel without achieving this very purpose of unity, progress.
We've lost him. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening.
Yeah, this is Wilson Anene from London, Hounslow.
Go ahead.
Nnamdi Kanu, I so much thank you for your efforts. You are doing what you are doing for the Biafra. You are enlightening us, actually. I told you one time, at a time ago, I say, God use you. The words that comes out from your mouth is not the word from you. It's not the words from you. It's from God. Just the way God used sometimes somebody like what they call it, Moses, to speak, or whatever, Elisha, and so on. But my contribution to this issue now, you know, in Igbo language, as na oka akparakpa na obu isi keji ekwe and the onye waji fosi iweriwe de na ajo na ha ma mgbe ogbo oto. The issue of
Wilson, you're moving people here, you see.
Yeah, so the issue of Israel is our headquarters. I keep on telling people we are descendant of Israel. They tell me why. I say I know, and what I'm saying in Israel, we have every secrecy. I will like this issue of Israel, whether OKK or Ngwere, whatever, Baro Ibe, and get it or whatever. I would like you, maybe by tomorrow or maybe in few hours, these two young men or four young men to come out to say, we have agreed.
They'll do it tonight. They will sign it tonight.
Yeah,
give it to me tonight.
Yeah, instead of I beg you, please, Israel is our headquarter. The next headquarter is America, then come to Alibo. You know, I would like Kandiro Yare Mahenemai, Kandin Kera Abia Yare Bachi Yazo. I don't know if you understand where I'm going. Kandibayana, Ndigarasi, Dekaten, Ndokuna Kwazun Ejide, Kayare Bachi Yazo, Kayaresi, okay, the same thing I know couldn't happen. Nahana Bachi Yazo. So the issue of Israel, I find out their unity. One guy on Biafra Facebook, onye akọkọ ọ na-aza ikpe eze ndị Igbo so ndikwe ma ndị ekwe ihe ihe ji wee mara anyị ọ dị n'ime anyị ịma mụ na gị nwere anyị ka nwere ekwere ekwe anyị ka nwere something enwere something dị in between me and you, but I know o si m n'aka, we will solve it. O si mụwa n'aka, we will solve it. Ihe dị n'Igbo, ndikwe ma ndị ekwe, ndị kwere e move forward. At a time, they will come. It's normal in the Bible. Not every Israeli crossed that Red Sea or whatever. Some didn't agree. Some didn't believe. Some remained in Egypt and they were killed. Some moved down to Africa. So not all of them crossed that Red Sea. Later, some try to swim. If they can swim, come to Israel. So what I'm saying, the issue of this Ndikwem and Ndekwem, let you people discuss is behind. If you go to White House, there are some issues. They go inside the door and discuss and come out. Say, now we have agreed. We move forward, you know. So, Diko, and again, I would like to hear, the secondly, I would like you to ask that my brother that is in Germany, how many are they now? What is their effort? because I've been living in Germany. I come to Germany because of this issue. I tried to call them. I spent my money to call many chairmen of the Igbo meetings, more than 18 men, Igbo men. I would like to know what is their effort, because I know Germany is big. Germany, you can divide Germany into three the way you divide America, because we have pure Igbo people now in what they call it in Germany. So both south, north, and west or east, we have Germany. So you cannot tell Igbo man from southern Germany, from Munich, to come to Hamburg. You cannot tell the one from North Rhine-Westphalia, whatever, northwest, to come to east. They can unite themselves separately and do something and organize something, move forward. Please, I would like you to ask. I'm asking him a question. My brother, when they work, are they sleeping? Where are those Germany? Where are those people, those Mossop, those who are crying for Biafra, those who are fighting for Biafra? Our Igbos are suffering in Germany. Everybody knows that. Many Igbos have died in prison. Nobody talk about them. Nobody discuss about them. They just die for nothing. Some are killed by the police. Some their organs have been taken away to cure a rich man. Many things have been happening in Germany. Remember, I'm telling you people something. If you go to German embassy, remember the question Mrs. Onyebue used to ask every Igbo man. Mrs. Onyebue used to ask every Igbo man. Now, I'm going to marry here. She asked me that question in the 80s. She asked me again in the 90s. I didn't answer that question. So, let us move forward. Chineke Gozie, Chineke Mezioku.
This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name, where you're calling from. After this call, we then go around and get everyone to speak. Please go
ahead. Good evening. This is Christian Wilson from India.
From where? From India, you said?
Yeah, this is Christian Wilson from India.
Christian from India, go ahead.
Yes. So the issue at hand as regards to our borders over there in Israel that are having one problem or the other, or the community individually. I don't see it as a collective issue. What I see here is the show of power. Some feel they have more power or influence in that country than the others. But I believe one thing, for all able-bodied men to gather around that studio this night, I think they are in unity. What we are witnessing now is the show of power, and some feel that speed because they are not in the authority or in charge of what is happening at that time with the forum. That is why we are having this issue. For what I can perceive, the crowd that is in that studio right now, they are really in unity. Welcome to the issue of the fronting the Igbo. I don't know how they, because the previous protest on the incident, we are made to understand that initially it was the Biafra forum, not the Igbo, the secular thing. Yeah. Well, I think what we should be looking at now is really you should ask them, why not run this issue or this forum at Biafra? It, I think it should really tell us out better than secular thing in Igbo. Because considering what the lady the other time said, that the Jews or the Israelis, what they know of is Biafra, I think it should really tell us out better if they make the forum.
I think we may have lost him. Please, Dr. Egemba, are you there? Finally,
I am. Good evening, our brothers and sisters in Israel. It is a pleasure to have you all on board, and I agree.
Doctor,
I agree with some of our callers have said, because. What you are doing in Israel now is just like you are holding a community meeting. Don't hold community meeting in the present in the hearing of the whole world. So I would suggest that if you had had this meeting with them, yes, it's a town hall meeting. I agree, but remembering bearing in mind that we have only 1 hour, we have only 2 hours. So if by the time we devote the whole of the 2 hours to this town hall meeting, although we will achieve something, but if you have had this meeting with them, discuss it, trash out everything, then you come on air and they tell us the decision and what agreement there is in place to move forward. We are in agreement that the peace in Israel among our people are very paramount. Just as one of our callers said, and one of the brothers who is present with you said, it is absolutely impossible to get all Igbo people to agree on one thing at the same time. So the most important is that to have majority of us, majority of them should come together, agree on something, do it. Then others will fall into place. Again, there is a difference between having a Biafran group and having Hindi Igbo. Onwere, like for example, here you Nandi, you are here in London. Onwere kiga also Hindi Igbo. Hindi Igbo bi ana onwere ha neme. The whole of London, Igbos in London, will come out. But the game all Oku Biafra, only very handful will attend. They die hard. That is the people who will come out. So I don't want you to confuse Igbo issue with Biafran issue. They are not the same. So I'm quite sure that our brothers in Israel, those listening to us, Igbo people all over the world, they will know what I'm talking about. Biafran issue is quite different from Igbo issue. So unless and until we differentiate that and know how we will handle two of them, although they are very interrelated, they are not the same thing, it will be difficult to move on unless you differentiate the two. Because there are people who are prepared to die because of Biafran issue. And there are people who are Igbo people, they don't want to be associated openly with the issue of Biafra for whatever reason.
Oh, no, there was a three man.
Right. So we have to understand that and they have that in mind, whatever discussion we are having in this issue and in also uniting our brothers in Israel. Let's face the reality. Not everybody will be able to come out openly when it comes with Biafra.
Yeah, that is true anyway. Doctor, thank you very much. It's now time to get the opinion of, we'll try as much as possible, of everyone in this room. Because I would like to one you appealing here in the day that you have proof because it will not hear what I could ever, but you don't want you got a quarter in a way. I don't need help whatever. I could not put it in here. Could
remind them do, but I need you, and then a brave brew or about the mump.
Look when you get me, was going to be a boo and a boo in the barn. As soon as I be a frag, I didn't see a table.
Always look, always look. Because no, the mother you get can hold too much.
I go much higher joining this, you know. Join here again, make it possible.
And them, we bought them up.
One them work and command, I will never. Because the Panya have also because give a little to look at my cable microphone or the audio. I
found Bobo Chu.
I want your baby.
I want Bo.
Bo, dear man.
I will be able to get a little bit of a so man nke kacha mma bụ kwanu ekwu nna anyị nwaanyị kwanu bụ nke kwanu mwa n'obi akwatago ibe abụso mụ kwube ibe batọ ali ebu ka mmogoro ka isu enweta na nwaanyị igbatali iba yọ sege maka ma akwụkwa n'oku
ayo
akwatago akwọ nke abụso le mwa n'obi
ndewo ka ejụ nna anyị nwoke biko biatu obere ni ngi bụle sitio lu gelu
afam bụ Austin Obi ora ebezin amoye oba mwa na-ekwu na ife dị lọra metụ onye ọbụla ọ bụrụ sọ ka o si dị n'obi ụmụnne m a ka ara nọ n'Israel ebe a fa kwesịrị ịma na o nwerọ ụnọ ọbụla akpọ be ndị igbo ofu onye ma mmadụ ebe a ma ọtọ na nwụrọ n'agha Biafra Now, obu na nwanne nna gị ka egbu, ma nwanne mma gị. Obu ị ga-abọzi ka ị nweta onwe gị na afọ ụmụnne anyị gafọ ọbalafa, bee na ebe a na-atọzụ ụfọ, onye ya bụ nọ ya bụ onye isi, na-azụ onye ga-abụ na ya ka ị na-eme ife na-ekwu. Ife mie bụ na ka o si dị m, amarụ m obi adịrọ m mma. Ife obi ji adịrọ m mma bụ na iru ofu na Kano na ya na-egbu ndị be anyị. Mana ndị be anyị na-egbugwa na Kano ha dịkwa alụfa, amarụkwa ndị na-egbu mma bigos na ndị Hausa pụta. Chineke nwụwa n'ezu oke ya. Ọbara ndị Igbo, ndị Hausa gbuo na nkịtị nam n'afa Naịjirịa na-anụ ọgụ. Ka Chineke chee kwụfụ ụgwọ ọnwa ọlụfalụ. Wee wepụtakwazie ndị Hausa fa among themselves nakwa fa welakafa ha ndụla ụmụnne fa. Fa wepụtakwa ozi onye ọm na-akpọ onwe ya onye Igbo, onye Yoruba, na banụ bụ ọnụ. Na banụ bụ ọnụ ka fa welakafa dozie ebe fa. Tinye sheria fa ọbụna ine nwunye mmadụ anya n'ike ọbụla na-aghụpụghị ama aghụpụ ọbụna izu ori ebepụghị aka ụmụnne m wee jụọ ajụ sị na fa amaana ọnọ Naịjirịa anyị. So ndị Igbo etugo anyị taba ahụfụ den ọ bụ na onye ọbụla nọ ebe a na onwere ka anyị nọ n'Izrel na o metụrụ ọnụ fa n'obi na onwe ndị nwụ fọ dis nem Biafra, onwe ndị gafe ọbalafa, nwee ndị ebe ụkwụ taata, nwee ndị ebe aka na manaja gị ije. Then iji wee compensate that sovereign ụmụnna anyị bụ ị nọ ebe a na-ada onye a na-ata nwanne ya n'ike. Onye fụ nwanne ya ndị ọrụ na-abata ọkwụrụ na azụsụ oyi ka immigration bịa na-abịa. Ịmara ife anyị na-afụ n'obodo a? Ịmara ife anyị na-afụ? So na ife m na-ekwu bụ ife m na-agwa ụmụnne m ndị nọ na mba ụwa ọzọ bụ fa na-ekpere anyị n'ezinụ na ụwa niile na-emekwasị anyị anya n'ebe a bụ hekwata. Erekwasị n'ebe a hekwata Biafra. Then anyị nwazị n'ebe a kwesị inwe ife ntụziaka ndị ọzọ na-eṅomi abụrụ onye ata nwanne. Site na mara Chineke, ana m eche na Chineke enyela ya aka. Daalụ nne.
Ndewo. Welcome. Ime ya. Nwanne m ekpu okwu n'ọnụ. Biko kpuchi ihe ị na-ekwu ka anyị ga onye ọla ga-ekpuchi okwu n'abalị a n'ebe a.
Biko anụ m asị ka Chineke gbaa gị ume. Yosa ahụrụ m Biafra. Ahụrụ m ọgụ Biafra. Adị m ntakịrị mgbe a nụrụ ọgụ Biafra.
Edekwara ka Boyoli.
Ọwụ amara Chineke. Anụ m na golden age na so ọhụụ Boyoli otu ahụ. So ihe mere nụwụ na mgbe ọbụla m nụrụ okwu Biafra, anaghị m anọ George. I always get up from my seat. I get defined this issue here. Igbo, I'm onye Igbo. But ka ghara ịna-segregate others na repel ha away from us. Because I bring Igbo n'isi too much. Ọ ga-eme ndị ọzọ. Ya dịka Biafran cause. Ọwụ Igbo something. We have to be open. Because ọwụ naanị ndị Igbo nwụrụ na Biafra. Ama m oge Biafra, anyị na-agagide ụkwụ nkwụ gburugburu na-achụ akị. I get it, ka mmadụ nwee ike tinye ihe n'ọnụ. And we won't find anything. It was horrible. Ana m na Biafra, mgbe a tụrụ ogbu n'igwe na ahịa Ekezi ala na mba anọ. Otu a ka esilere ma ndị dị ime, ma ndị na-azụ ihe, ọtụtụ ndị mmadụ nwụrụ. So ọhụrụ otu o si dị m n'obi, m ga-asị ka ndị Igbo nwee nghọta na every part of Nigeria agara akpọrọ ha si ndị mmadụ hetiri ha because of the genuine and the gift Chineke nyere ha. Ịnaghọta? So ka dị open, mee ka Biafra kwụ. Look, wepụga na this thing dey muddled up with some other issues. Biafra ka awụgo ihe dị ire. Oge anyị na-apọshu this Biafra. Draw Ikemba, I gave all my time, I going to archives to get things. And that time, I met so many people in Obodo. Mgbe ahụ ikwu hala na iwe onye Biafra, enwe eke na-eji gị, enwe onye uwe ojii na-emetụ gị aka. N'Obodo.
Enwe onye na-emetụ gị aka.
Ị na-ahụta? Even today, ebe ọwụla m na-agwa ha na m Biafra. Onye ọwụla mma n'obodo ha ma that I'm a Biafra. I don't hide it. We shouldn't shy away from the word Biafra. Because this is the only identity I wear. Igbo something with ethnic inclination. in our water. But the word Biafra, we hear Nyinai, that is Nyinai, that is our identity. So, should wake up. You know, something of personal issue.
My brother,
this is Radio Biafra broadcasting from the Holy Land of Israel to the entire humanity. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. Hello? The caller on Skype? They are not responding, unfortunately. Because we want to deal with it.
Yeah, look, Igbo, the man, Obaran Igbo, we can't hide it. But Biafra, we have open doors to the Knesset, to the White House, to the British, whatever. Imana, today I'm not at this meeting, if not that this is my brother. But even no, see, I'm going to confront the British government. I'm planning that. Because the marriage they brought together has never worked. We have paid so much price. The embargo of salt and food that caused a lot of kwashoko, nalibo, British engineered it. And they were able to forget about Awolowo. The British was behind it. And they were able to organize the so-called OAU that time. And there was a total embargo against the Biafrans. Many the Biafrans lose the war out of starvation. So him now going to be able for Biafra. We should be able to approach to sell this name Biafra. Make it sing aloud all over the world. Carry it as a banner. And that is what I'm giving respect to. It came back Ojukwu. Because I knew what this man went through. He used his father's property. Though so many people are politicizing about it. But this is my own icon. He's a hero. Even Oto Onwura, I respect him. Owner this channel, Imalitere now. Use it.
I want this channel. If not, it won't come to Israel.
But somebody is behind it.
And Sky radio station.
Amen. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
So, as a clergy, I could be in my church and relax. But this is the cause everyone have to pursue. But we have to define it. There must be to streamline it so that people will not be confused. All I need meet as Igbo, we are meeting as a family. I need meet as a Biafran. We are a larger family. Yeah,
that's
so that people of other ethnic group will not be confused and will not misunderstand us. Talk about all the non-one now.
There, well, let's take this call and then everybody here must speak. It's important. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening. Good morning. Is Obilan Tony calling from Malaysia?
From Malaysia.
Leave one I met alone. No. Kama supani bo maso no ibo. Obi the motor de kam no omunem na no Israel ko si bakota. I need put things in order. Honestly, when I heard what is happening in Israel, personally I was demoralized. Personally, because I believe Israel should be the head of anything we are pursuing, despite whatever Americans are doing and whatever Radio Biafra is doing in London also. I believe Israel should be. We needed mostly, just as somebody could go back, that not our identity is our global identity. If put but when you mention Biafra, any man on your trouble and my history will know that there was a time, just as China Chebe wrote, there was a country that this name reigned. Oh, you are coming from that geographical zone.
Because yan na yo onwe ku unu ge ship put to heads together. We are calling from Malaysia. It is not easy for us. Obodo ba na obodo ishi ala. But ihe ka ship put our heads together. Na fa on kwa ni ihe nile wu ndi Igbo no na obodo a kwetere ihe anyi na eme. But we just put our heads together to make sure that no na gaga. The reason is the blood of Biafra is in my vein. My father fought for it and I have vowed to fight for it also. Let those of you who have the blood of Biafra in your vein put your heads together and do it, irrespective of whatever other mans are doing. I want to tell us this thing and all the Biafrans that are listening. Omani here no na ni want them chapter Ebo Onyigbo no. Onyigbo is not good in laying foundation. He's only good in finishing. By the time you started, a lot of people will come. Just like here in Malaysia, people are logging in. Na jai ke baino. When they heard what we have done, just a little thing. Just a little thing we have done. They start coming. But nizuzizuzu, they don't want. You understand? So, but by the time you put your hands together, don't forget about the pain. It's a sacrifice. Forget about the pain. Because from my own perspective, it is wrong. Come, something. I asked my hand. Before I bash up on September 7, 2001, and I abandoned Ugwanza. Even my hand and alcohol.
Because one of them working on the apple. Stay where you are. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back to you. Stay where you are. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. Hello,
my name is Maureen. I'm calling from Canada.
Maureen from Canada, go ahead, we are listening.
Okay, Nnamdi, I'm an ekelebi so much.
Thank you.
My name is the whole people gonna have for a long and an ekelebi.
Thank you.
I'm an ekelebi because Israel,
I'm
Nathaniel Okadike, I'm onye Aba, na Nwangele local government Imo State.
That's good. That's good.
Because even my own father fought in Biafra war. Even though he didn't die in Biafra, man. When the Biafra lose Rayana, my father was never himself again. I wasn't born then, but I had stories.
Amen. It's very, very emotional. Thank you very much, our sister from Canada. We welcome what you have said.
One nanyi mo kenu nani, I've gone back to Igbo language. You've heard what she said. You heard what she said. What do you have to contribute? Okay, na hyo shanya mi na kwa nanyi.
Kam ku pichan hiya ham chori uku yotago. Onya usaw gwa mi hiya. Kam soya ni bo. Ya sim na. Na mu la anya. Mu le shopo wa ni leno siya pa. Onye ka wu. Okeke Nigeria Limited. Onye ke wu. Mwiwe. PLC. Na ya no eba. Oko nko gaga poto okeke. Ya bana ya boy 7 years. After said 5, 6, 7 years. Ye do ya. Oko re gaga poto okafo. Mana na mula la haji ya neba. No pola about 700 alamajiri. Inyone meo sose ya bie nye hani haniri. He cannot show them way. Yoda go. Mana oe show kusuru. Ye dipu ga alamajiri ya haga ga lora yogo. Na hiyo owe hunanya. Ne maina sana ha hono wana nanya. Na uwe hunanya. Okwe hiyam anya mmepe. Yoda go. Onyi bo hono wana nanya. Onyi bo hono wana nanya. Forget about that na. Hi hono wana nanya ga ga zoshi. Oh, we can come across no shaggy, raise ya generalize everything. No. What I go? Even in London, I on the line and all one of the most peaceful city or whatever. Brother Namdi Gabama Keba, or Oshona is there bound.
I can't go.
But they can't even know you. But I'm saying that your virus actually disintegrate. So here in Emma, because my name is Israel. Unu unite all for me. Forget about those. Just a few number game we here. Unu unite. Other people will emulate for you from you. I'm telling you the truth. And the make a little radio Biafra because this is the only property. As far as I'm concerned, I'm gonna say I want to say Biafra unifying factor. And on Malaysia and you go on Nigeria and you folk behind you, on an area, the whole world. You come neck a little bit of Biafra now, say, I didn't know Kunuji.
There
were. Naha Jesus.
Amen. There were one normal. Because I didn't make an echo wire conyo, well, I got a. Now, Radio Biafra is the only property owned anywhere in the world by Biafrans. I'm going to go to the other side. I have Radio Biafra. I'm going to go to the other side. I'm going to go to the other side. All of you are leaders. Those of us in England will follow. Unu lead the anya geso. Ni hono wonyo na pray na one nyoka. Bika anya wura hala na you na just say say that we want to move forward please in peace and unity and love and brotherhood. It is important. Once Israel is healed, we are all healed. You will see the effect all over the world. Biko one them worker come forward and tell us what your experiences are.
I am from Abia State.
There were. Ndibo, I'm a leadership. Recently, about a few months ago, Ndibo in Israel, I'm an election. For the first time in Israel. Okay, I came back one easy, more as Nesote. So, Ibo, non udo of ma. Come on, I ain't a cobo, oh, quandi quendi aquia. Guinea, mere, onya oge, jubronya, gachi. Onye achi go 1 million years seyari tu mana ndi igbo si na yin mana na eme na achita chibai. Okay, so I no nudo oku Biafra na ekwukwo n always oku ni ha ha ibu no beta Igbo National Congress recently ndi igbo no Israel I nwere project I ne ibu I ne we gesiri ndị lụrụ ọgụ Biafra. Anyị tụkwata ego anyị wegara ndị Biafra, ndị lụrụ ọgụ Biafra
nọ n'ala Igbo.
Anyị ka nwere dị projektị rọkịta. Ọkwa ndị ahụ nọ na Igbo meeting na-atọ ego ahụ. Ndị nke nọ outside na-efil na ha agaghị abata. Mana anyị na-represent all, ma ndị nọ na meeting.
Jireka okwu ọma gị n'ọnụ, ọ dị mkpa. Jire ya biko. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. Have we lost you? We may have. Let's take this one from Skype. Your name, please, and where you are. The caller on Skype, give us your name. Hello. And where you are.
Good evening, Nandi.
Good evening. Go ahead. The world is listening.
My name is Silas. I'm from London.
Wonderful. Go ahead. Silas from London. Go ahead.
Actually, I'm from Delta State.
From Delta.
And I've been listening. Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I've listened to Radio Biafra since 5 months. And I've never missed one episode. Actually, Radio Biafra is for Biafrans. Yes. And I'm a very strong believer of Biafra. Radio Biafra should not be for Igbo meetings, please.
I agree.
Some of us, especially myself, have had some problem from the Nigerian embassy for mentioning the word Biafra. I was about to travel to Nigeria. That was in January. Went to the Nigerian embassy for visa. And I was asked to get a Nigerian passport. I said no, that I'm not a Nigerian, that I'm a Biafran. It was the same Igbo man that took me to his Hausa master, and I was denied visa in Nigerian embassy London. Anyway, what I want to tell you guys is that please, whatever differences you might have had, forget about it, please, yeah? For good of everybody, please forgive each other, and let's move forward, please. Biafra is forever. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra from the Holy Land in Israel. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay, my name is Jerome. I'm calling from London, UK.
Go ahead, Jerome. The world is listening.
Yes, I'm listening to Radio Biafra today. It's very fantastic. And I'm happy to hear a lot of Igbos in Israel, which is good. But that's one thing I want us to, if you are thinking of getting Biafra, we have to work towards that. Like, I would like every Igbo man, Igbo son in this world, if you have to invest, and even if it is 40% of whatever you have, your wealth in Igbo land, if you can invest only 40% of what we have, every 40% of anything in Igbo world, both in Nigeria, abroad, anywhere in the world, 40% of what you have, if you invest it in the East, for unemployment are not an Igbo. I'm part of it, but we must start doing something to show that yes, faith works. You know, we have to start doing this. We have to spend so much money in other states. Like, look at what some people are calling from. Even on Israel, I have one boy, they're going to invest in Israel and other like Canada. Look at the West now, because they'll be president republished. We don't want billions of pounds of property in Lagos. Today, and I'm not saying it's not good, but if we can invest, every Igbo man can invest 40% of what Ojoinwe, Nanibo. I need to be developed by force. New York, I'm a random man, and it's true. In any sector, both in health, both in hospital, both in school, both in everything in the Igbo, that are farming, invest in Igbo land. Look at the name, for example. Look to how many invest. And when I go to the other time I travel, I went to the list. Invest is going. People are rejoicing. You know? So that is my own contribution.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We must look inward and go home. That's what our brother is saying, Jerome, from home. Because one round up in here,
I used so many ways to bring Igbos together. By organizing parties, inviting non-members, like I was saying, I in a project, I in a charities homes, na libo, and we better only I was I were getting, or some libo kai ne were getting, or we got it. And the libo like when them were in the. I am the ambassador, prime minister, Israel.
Well, let me take this call. It's important. This is Radio Biafra. Lower your radio, please. Lower your system. Lower it. Turn it off. Turn it down. Can you hear us?
Okay.
Please turn it off. Turn it off, please. We beg you. Turn it off and
okay,
speak to
it's
us.
Okay, it's off. Yeah.
Wonderful. And you know, Munani neba biko gani. Hello?
Hello?
Please go. The world is waiting for you to speak. We are listening. We are waiting for you to speak.
Okay, yes. My brother, Nnamdi, I thank you. My name is Christian Onyedika. I'm calling from Dublin, Ireland.
From Dublin,
I'm listening to you people. I'm encouraged. I want to thank you and thank my brothers there. Yes, I want to follow the lead there that, yes, we have Igbo meetings here everywhere, but this is a call to serve your nation. It's not a call for a particular sect of people. The people that our brothers there that are talking Igbo, yes, we might be the first son, but we are not going to leave our siblings behind us, you know. So we know that we know what we are saying. There are other people that are listening. I have some other friends that are listening in their houses right now. They are not only Igbos. So that they will not be discouraged. Other people have said, you know, we can discuss this thing in the private, we can discuss it in the open. The most important thing is that we should have a common front. And our common front is the Biafra itself. Nothing more, nothing less. Why I left whatever I'm doing this hour is because of Biafra. It's not because of Igbo meeting or because of some people that doesn't want to associate with Igbo meeting. I don't belong to any Igbo meeting anywhere in the world, even the one in my village. That doesn't mean that I'm not a Biafran. So we should understand that the Biafran call is a call to obey. It's not a call for some certain set of people. You know, it's a call that when the time reach, you will not say my head is this person. You leave the person that is your head and go and fight for what Biafra is all about. That is number one. So I am begging my brothers there who are the Igbos that they should understand that there are other people that are not Igbos that are Biafras. The same way our Igbos lose family members and during the war, there are other people that does lose people, and this is something that they should understand. So,
hold on a second. Let me add because we received a text message here. They're saying, "Dear Namdekan, I'm listening to your radio broadcast now, and I'm getting nothing when you people speak Igbo. I'm from Ukraine, and I will be so grateful if you can speak English. I do really support you people, and I believe you are a good example for so many nations in the world. Thanks so much, and may God bless you." Her name is Oksana Goba, who is a lady, a European lady listening from Ukraine. She sent us this message now. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm finishing the message. Please go ahead.
Okay. Somebody was talking there. So the second thing I want to tell people is that they should look at the broader picture of what Biafra is. You know, in terms of the economy, yes, our people are suffering. When people say our people are not suffering, they are misunderstanding the fact.
look at it this way. I take Lagos for instance. Most of us are in some countries. We send things home. If you're an importer, the only channel that you can bring your goods to Nigeria is Lagos ports. And when the goods come there, the Lagos people, the Yoruba people that have Lagos, they don't import any goods. Then the goods there become cheap because that is the first point that it arrives. Then our people, my father or my mother or my brothers that are in Imo State or in River State, or they don't get it that price. Now they get it with a hiked price. So if it costs 10 naira in Lagos, to them it will cost 20 naira. But who brought the goods in is us. It's the Igbos brought the goods. But who is suffering to buy the goods is our brothers and sisters. So if somebody doesn't understand that, we have to get Biafra. This is one reason, one of the reasons why you should get, leave everything you are doing and stand up for Biafra so that we can get Biafra. When we get Biafra, we can start Igbo meetings and the people in the village and all this. We stop leaving villages and be going to a city where they will find food cheap. So why our people are keep migrating, leaving the places, is because when the goods come to Lagos, it's cheap there. They sell their land or whatever they have to go so that they will get food, so that they will get clothes. But who brought the things in is our brothers and sisters all over the world. So we should keep our house, yes, but let us fight for that one cause, that is Biafra. We get the Biafra, unemployment will go, because every country in this world will have their embassies in Biafra land, and their business, whatever, their business strategical points will be in Biafra land. There are many things that we cannot continue to expand. How many embassies in Nigeria is in any part of Biafra land? None. How many...
Not even consulate, ordinary consulate.
None. So, they have finished Lagos, all of them moved to Ugbahausa. So, we are here talking about meeting. Who is doing meeting and who is not doing meeting? We should look at the broader picture and move our head. Put our things together and cross our heart and say, yes, you people in Israel, you are the head. All of us, even if you are born today, people just tell you, are you a Jew? They don't even know anything because of the way you reason, the way you spend your money, the way you are business-minded. They will just tell you, are you a Jew? Or you behave like a Jew. It's not the first time. So you people there, I don't know how old you people are, but I don't care less. All I know is that the fact is, you people should put yourself together and make sure that we will emulate from you people to get Biafra for people in Igbo, for people in River State or wherever, so that before we can now start the Igbo meeting. This is not time for Igbo meeting. This is time for God to obey, to stand up for what you want, for the just cause of what all of us believe, even before we are born.
Thank you very much. Thank
you. May God bless you, and may God bless the prosperous country of Biafra. That is my prayer.
Thank you very much. You got a round of applause. That goes to show that what you said went down very well. Please, our brother, I don't know if you have spoken before. No, we will not take any other call because we want everybody to speak. Please, our brother, please come forward. Give us your name.
I'm going to go to the refinery. Igbo gadi.
So
in Biafra land during the Biafra, all no mundu ba kono. All we back an elephant, no manu Biafra. All na ba, all we hejiro mana. Various books said there, what yes, reflected there. But in the Nigeria gadi, mana na ebe yuki hadi. Na gadi ho, na Nigeria ane maintain the one refinery. So ka wa by the way. But yam ne kuhi awo na ndi Igbo on Israel. Ndi Igbo on Israel. Our unity is not in question. Our unity is rock solid. Na ndo wala mara all over the world na Igbo no Israel na emeka ihe na aga na ndi si na ha anoh na Igbo miti na aputa na Igbo ani aga na Igbo no Israel na miti na jisiri ike na ene ozi ayi na eru ulo dika onye osogo onye si ashiruku ndi Igbo no Israel no na otu ndi Igbo na atu ego hu ya na enyele ndu wa na atu no ono na aka na ala Igbo aya ga na Ebonyi aya ga na Abia aya ga na Anambra oka for two states aya ka na aga ya owo na ya nokota ho na aya ga na emi yedu otu a onye ba anya eji eji na obodo a owo na enwe ho otu odi aya ga to egonye oge ejuma chi akpa na oke neka onu na so aya na emi ive ona aga nihu ya okwa ozom chiri kwukwe ya wo na ndi ba anya a gara na ugwu awusa nodi on dia na akpo okporo kpogboro na onye ba anya na oka no ona kaduna ona oguzo ona zamfara ya wo na na akpo $3,000, $4,000 iji azụ avie baha. Were cross obodo wona na igbe kwe ego onuno. Enwere ihe a na akpo free movement of people and goods within ECOWAS arrangement. Ike ihe dika Gambia or Zambia or Cameroon anywhere. Ofu ego avi iji azụ ahia n'ugwu awusa iji eji ezuta ahia ebe ahụ ka mkpogasi ahụ. Na ECOWAS within ECOWAS arrangement it is free to go there without passport. Were ego ahia iji azụ ahia n'ugwu awusa o na ga na ngwu bai cross obodo gawe baba. Ndu go ga disef. Ndị Igbo achọzi ihe dị n'elu their young ones na ndị Hausa ememi na anaghị so that ọ wụ na mgbe n'ihe ihe niile settle na mmadụ ga-anọ n'ala Igbo ọ mmadụ ka e ji aga ka Chukwu gozie ndị Igbo.
Ndị be anyị ndewo nu aha m bụ Maazị Jona Onyadịsị onye ụmụbom na ide atọ south mmekwu my topic will focus on three points. Ofu ihe gbasara Biafra, ofu ihe gbasara meeting ndị Igbo anyị na-eme n'Israel. And then nke ọzọ bụzi the Igbo community worldwide. Abịa na ihe gbasara Biafra, ana m asị na anyị nwebụ ndị Igbo kwesịrị ịkpọ ya mkpa ime ka ndị Biafra ndị ọzọ na-awụghị ndị Igbo feel included by mentioning it time and time again each time I mention ihe gbasara Biafra. Because our young majority mbundibo mana ina again to ndina respond to this program now. Many of them now complain about the fact that many non-Igbos are not carried along and embraced. So I have seen it a few times in our Igbo meeting here that when we are mentioning Biafra, think about Calabar, think about so many non-Igbos. You know, let's not get myopic and think that Biafra is only about Igbo. You know, I grew up in Cameroon. I know how non-Igbos were all shedding tears when each time there was a bad news about the people who were killed in various parts. Even though non-Igbo bear a huge brunt, doesn't mean that we didn't get saboteurs and all that during the Biafra problem. We should see the big picture and not complain about tiny things. One, two, was in here Bashara Igbo meeting in Israel, of which one on the executive. Igbo meeting I the normal. I can need more members to join us. And I personally, my position, here Bashara membership na Igbo meeting, that you keep encouraging while we keep working and not to focus on people who are not doing their job, you know, the way they should. Our membership here and as a normal human being, once you are left alone, the first thing you think about is to pay your bills, you know, and then at the weekends to rest. So we try and encourage people to come to the meeting. Sometimes people don't come, but I don't think it's something like just an idea progressive. So we are working normally. Mm-hmm. Even in the meeting, we deliberate on what to do about people who are not members if they have a problem. Mm-hmm. And we reach the consensus that if any Igbo man in Israel has any problem, that we must have a pattern to deal with them. So what do you do? Okay. So we agree that we will do a free with donations or free with help, but campaign to actually do something to help these people. We have had incidents where one or two members have passed away. For one or two Igbo citizens have passed away, but they are not members of the meeting. We still found a way to go around it and help to make sure that the situation is dealt with appropriately.
But I have a question for you because our brother is asking, George Agogo is asking. George Agogo is in Slovenia. He said, I think the best way forward for our brothers and sisters in Israel is to change the name of the organization back to Biafra Congress, not Igbo Congress.
I will respond.
This will help those who are true Biafrans to identify themselves, and those of Igbo will stand on their own. Thank you.
No, but I must say something.
Go ahead. Come to the two of you in a minute. It's important that you.
Yeah. So on that issue, it shouldn't be an either or. The Igbo meeting will always be.
Yes.
It's mm-hmm. like a family meeting. Mm-hmm. You yes. cannot do anything about it. It's like my household.
Yes.
Okay, and then the Biafra Nation will always be also. Mm-hmm. For you to deal with the Biafra Nation, you must stand somewhere.
Sure.
And go into the Biafra Nation. So anybody who's talking about skipping Igbo meeting, and then now talking
about... No, not skipping, it's the wrong parallel.
It won't function. It won't work. We should have the stomach to deal with both of them at the same time. Okay, we should carry all of them. I'm carrying myself.
Mm-hmm.
You go step by step. Just like other tribes in Nigeria have the right to run their own meetings and still be part of Biafra. That's the same thing we will do.
Mm-hmm.
So the Igbo meeting,
mm-hmm.
first of all, it's something...
So what you're saying is that you can have a very strong Igbo meeting.
Yes.
And then from which there also run Biafra that has other people...
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Even if you come to the Biafra community, for example, you know, like the syndrome of, some people say yes, some people say no.
Mm-hmm.
So once you call a Biafra meeting, it's like calling in Israel, the demography in Israel is like calling a Nigerian meeting. Because you have very few houses here. So when you call a Biafra meeting, what you have are mostly Biafrans and maybe one or two houses. A Nigerian meeting. You have mostly Biafra people at the Nigerian meeting. So if you now say you don't want to do Igbo meeting and only focus on doing Biafra meeting, you run the risk of not having anything at all.
Yes.
So that means there are no genuine Biafrans here. Is that correct?
That's what I'm saying.
I want to chip in something.
Let me clear myself.
If you can pause a minute, the former secretary and currently the patron. The name, the original name is Biafran Front. That is our name. But due to logistic problem in registration, because we are registered with the State of Israel, we cannot be registered under that name. So our lawyer advised us to fine-tune the name. That was how we came down to
Igbo National Congress.
So the our modus operandi and our preamble, if the constitution is here,
yeah,
everything is well defined, well spelled out.
Whatever.
In our preamble, everything is well spelled out.
Igbo National Congress. Ọkọlọtọ ndị ejiri mara Biafra a na-akpọ Igbo flag, Biafra flag, a na-akwụba ya ebe ava. Mana ihe ma n'abalị. Ana akwụba ya there. That speaks volume. That takes care of everything. Oh, Biafran flag. Ebe ọbụla anyị gbakọrọ na-eme meeting ndị Igbo n'obodo a, anyị na-ewere Biafran flag. Ma ya there. That takes care of our names and whatever thing they are talking about.
It's for logistical reason. That's why we're asking them for registration.
Was that now if there is going to be a meeting of Biafrans that covers all Biafrans,
not only Igbo,
yeah. Because at the Igbo meeting Benins don't come rivers don't come. So if we are going to do a meeting that will cover the whole of Biafra, it has to be established. I support it. Okay, but when we have to do it from somewhere,
from the foundation,
because even if you get there, you will have roughly 70 to 80% Igbos.
Yes.
So if you are going to form the Biafra meeting the way it should be, it has to spin off, or the Igbos have to also spearhead it. But we have to create trust with the non-Igbos to be able to do it.
I agree with you completely.
Thank you very much.
You'll come in a minute. My brother there, please.
Okay, bad.
Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon, our listeners. My name is Castro Nkume, with the Radio Biafra from the Holy Land. Maazi Kanu, I want to come and go to a binary. Here we were Ojipo na meeting pastor we m say na dipa hakam na obodo a kala meeting e pastor mi ma apo kama mama osu mi wa apo onya nga pro mo abata because enwe meeting na obi.
I agree with you completely.
And enwe hoto ngwa kwara gbara m gna enwe mi ki so onye sini ya we freedom fighter na boke moto
that is correct. For example,
oh, yeah, we have a member because it's not a freedom fighter. If you're not, it's not, you're not going to be. You get chefu ile nwere because he na fight worker ko odiru munne gi mma you never go odiru mma
that is correct
you never go odiru mma you give time for yourself but me you never go odiru munne gi mma you give time for yourself
that is correct
oh you never for ni my feeling haja akwa no buda e meeting biafra meeting na igbo agbasa ha but haja akwa na beta ye chefu na gidigidu weze onye nwunu li onwe ya oli chonwe ya ufake ga puta ni ledu na
oh
mena nwo ro gbe na yes na ni abiru ni wa yes to ka mbe nke ya wuru ka wuru ilu miti ni bon no buda ndi bon no buda ka ndi so ta mu nwa na anya di ka nwe ndi mwe kuku onwe bo nyi bon no buda ili ya no buda
mba
mi na miti ni bo mi na miti ni bo but ana ka ko wuru ekwe bi miti ni bo to ka miti ni bo ndi bon no buda odi ka nye nwo ka kuku onye malaysia kuku na anya oke gura nugwa usa ndi bo like unwa na anya eme mbo fodu ndi bo na auto mu hawo but order na gidigidi ndi bo especially ndi bo nizre unwa na anya meet ni bo I tell you why na onyo bla na wo ni bo me na ya beti o me ko me bi sikwa usa ya ni kwaga I ya ni ku a sina anya ga as ndi bo but I gra individual
na ya kwa
I'm abụ onye Anambra steeti na ide mmiri lokal gọọmenti abatete
ndị ebe uche mefọ ha gaa
achọkwa m ikwu wee site n'etu obere ihe my father gwa m maka Biafra maka na ịbịa na Biafra ahụ my father bụ eldest man enwe na my village now so mụ na ya na-abụ n'ọdụ ọ na-agbatụ m obere ihe gbasara ya ọ gwa m onwe ihe nchọ ime ka ndị nọgoro ebe a mata ma ndị nọ mba ụwa niile matagoro for now anyị na-achịkọba this thing my father si nnọọ ihe mere mgbe ojukwu na-achọ inweta power and everything anyị ekwesịghọ ihe ọbụla a na-eme oh my father gwam na onye ọbụla bụ onye Biafra akpọrọ nwa onye Biafra bụ onye igbo na o kwesịghị ịnụ igbo a na-asụ igbo a ka anyị kwụsịgodu oyibo ọbụla a na-asụ godu for now first ka ụwa mba ụwa niile mata nke ahụ onye ọgụ ala agụ ọ bụ na amụ aghụ azụ aghụ n'obodo oyibo na-asụrụ gị oyibo na ịbụ onye Biafra ị kwesị isi mama gị nya sụgharị gị ihe anwa ndị Biafra na-asụ ka ike wee malụ na ịbụ onye Biafra mama gị amalụ date na Biafra na-agụ gị agụụ n'ọdịkwa ka nwa ya n'ọdịka ndị Biafra enwe ihe ha na-eme dị important o soro ebe anwa chọọ ka ọ mara ihe ha na-eme that place number 2 again afụrụ m obere ihe my father na-agwa m dia anọ m na trade fair na Alaba mgbe ndị Igbo lụrụ trade fair Alaba ndị Igbo lụrụ ya ndị Biafra lụrụ ya ebe ahụ ka m nọwe fụ ike mba o ji mma ndị Igbo ọ natara dike mma odogwu okwu gburu n'ọnụ ya n'ụwa dịka a na-aba ntụ etu esi abaji odumodu a mụrụ n'ụkọ nwa afọ dị kụọ anya mmiri si n'anya wee pụọ life o bere akwa o ji Jizọs enye ya ka ọ kọmishọn ya trade fair ka ọ gbapee trade fair laidis ojide Jizọs laidis na-enye anya na mkpụrụ anya na abana m enye anya maka abịa m asị onye ike dade abịahụ m asị onye na-anụ ihe na-enye ya anya maka anọ m nso ebe ọ nọ na-enye ya anya laidis anya mmiri akpụ ya n'anya patapatapatapatapatapata ụwa niile na-enye ya a na-ajụ ya gịnị a na-asị ya gbapee trade fair na-enye anya ojide eto weta Jizọs narị enye mik etinye mik nọ na-ajụ sị na ndị Igbo disapọint ya ihe nji ekwuru ihe a ihe nji ebe okwu a na-aga nnamdi ka ndị Igbo ghara ime gịnị disapointing n'oyibo anyị na-asụ na miti naanụ anyị na-enwe ma ndị nọ Malaysia ma ndị nọ Spain ma ndị nọ America ma ndị nọ Enugwe anyị ekwesịghọ ịdị na-asụ oyibo ma anyị na-ekwu ya maka ndị enemi anyị nọ n'akụkụ ndị ihe niile nọ n'akụkụ so anyị kwesịgodo ijikọta onwe anyị ọnụ n'ime unu before anyị a na-ebido n'ụlọ wee marụ mma wee pụba ilo ịghọtago before anyị apụta ilo maka ihe abụgodo nkata ka a na-akpa ka manụ a nọ ya mịta mkpụrụ ihe ka a na-eme ya amanụ ya mịta mkpụrụ maka anyị na-asụ oyibo o nwee ndị nọ n'akụkụ na-ege oyibo anụ anyị na-asụ ọ sọmtin ịghọtago so esikwa ebe ahụ wee marụkwa etu anyị esi wee na-abata lestin so ihe m na-ekwu na bụ ka anyị ghara idisapọint ka ndị Igbo si wee disapọint Ojukwu wee disapọint ụwa zuru ike so maka na ndị Igbo disapọint go a lot of people n'okwu anụ a na-ekwu ka onye ọbụla mee gịnị jide obi aka ka anyị kwekọrịta n'ofu maka na ihe mere na Alaba Ojukwu bere akwa na trade fair na ndị Igbo mee gịnị disapọint na ihe a lụrụ na trade fair bụ ihe kwesịrị ịlụ n'ọba ịghọtago n'ọba so biko ka anyị marụ ka a ga-esi wee tinye ihe a ka ọ mịta mkpụrụ
mwa se fo diku mwa etu anu etu esi we gbakọ ba iya no ho egwa maka na ho egwa mara chineke na bute me ba and so chineke ndi igbo na chineke ndi biafra bute mana nka iya magodo amagodo ntegodo ke tinye godo na keta anu na eme gini onye obuna si ni abọ onye biafra kwesi isu igbo etu akode I na no meeting ka inwe language ai o ya bukwa ma ndi Israel na maka ndi Israel kita ichi igwo ni Israel o ga soro Hebrew o mo ni onye Israel asu horu Hebrew won di na so ma I na kwoko me ko no ma di na ku so language ha believe na language ya number 1 I believe good na language ya
and there
was security ai e wata go so o ye nwe godi ike iku etu etu bu godi
na o ye mara ma o maka I ga eleven ya anya biko e ma biko ya ga ni ho hazira ni oku ka ga ni
biko a for no aga
e just nwe go to blend de biko
okay
e ma
yem chari ku ande wal yem chari ku again wona won mo ku before but then I kuokuwa now, to my own understanding, I kuokuwa now in the next 10 days or 200 days, I got the same thing. Because I come now, all the things I need to be in the center on Igbo. How me through Igbo man? I don't belong to the Igbo meeting in Israel. My reasons, so much kuma. But anyway, when Igbo have a problem now, I will come out. Chineke ni nyamu strength on enye my united me I will come out and show that strength as an Igbo man.
Oh Jesus.
Taka mshe ko. Ndi Igbo me meet na I'm not remember their meeting jo. But ha me meet ngoto nche cross dia. Pata dia Igbo be Chineke nyamu ihe Chineke ko Chineke jim ni Israel. Ma guys jo say that's very simple. Ihem chogodoro now. Wona ko mun nem ni na mo here. Onye obula differentiate go do between this Igbo and the Biafra. Ine meme tini bogi were flag Biafra tie ba ine kushie kushojo na atoge you are afraid a freedom fighter ina atojo na Nigerian embassy eja bi burunye na igwo onye ai we nwere mgbe mere threat one no ko pa Lagos e kidnap am sanu na enwe problem aga ufodu me okwa na people zigozi to komu kponu ko na Lagos na banka nga na hu akwa no here the night mtu ri ga Nigeria for the first time ana agba ticket abasanu mabeba ka behia nga bitie Nigerian ambassador Mrs. Maga and Mana went so clash. Major has saw the man. Hammer and Amma the man far back while I was a punishment test in Nigeria, a punishment inspector to Abacha. Understand? That was when the ambassador got to know me. Somebody like you, he said, never come to introduce himself. What? You understand? If someone like me, then me in India take all this step till tomorrow, all of this cry of Biafra Ganga, no? Mene my mother, na my generation of my mother, won't you for years. You got a we young guy, we meet I'm an Igbo man. If after all, ni ya land Igbo, sorry. Billionaires ni len wune ni Igbo, ni Hindi ozo, ahas ok de Biafra oku ruo today. Ahon di Igbo ka hao. Ahas ok de Biafra ayin rane kuku, ahon mo nina ayin nono. That I akpo, iku awuru ni wohonyo, that akpo mbu abiyana, boche nyeng 5 billion, that is it. I'm not like that. Mene mti kwangu, okay, mbidro here, chok ayo were here, I brought myself. I'm sacrificing. I'm going to go do. I'm going to stay for the Igbos. Not here. We turn the topian on that. I suppose they're not till tomorrow. This Beverly on the cook. We are the Indians. You're not handed in a paper. Him not going to handed in a phone. Authentic. You have some listing. Now how am I him again in Nigeria? At a point, those you have got you go cook. You guys send a letter there. It refers in saying. I won't have any problem in Lagos. Bring me a gala on Igbo state. You got that? They know everything. No, I just rocho in our people like I didn't know better. Our people like Jacob and they told me very loud and clear. And make him an answer.
So, let the solution on
the solution. Wouldn't only a bullet ready
for Biafra?
For Biafra, guy, money spread, they spread the money here. Quagga, Muna won you. Tokurani heji, when you took on any obligation, women, man, and Lagos, man, Nigeria, man, Israel. You got a Ubi should make it out money, but he ain't got the good umba, Biafra. Anyway, I'm not even here. Even though I'm going to tell you, anyway, last 2 days, I'm here.
Yes, you
are here. I'm not here, so I want to talk. He got a body of loss in Biafra, yes, their stomach. Osi Chanam, there are some Naman, they are happy, Mikel, which in the man, but I go. I'm still going to assume in your stomach in those days in Biafra, all like this. Now you make money like this, Biafra. So, I know you. So, because I'm going to go to the house, I'm going to go to the house.
for sure. But Ghana no I could not be. We cause more believe more than anything. I gave me all my ball mother at all. I mean you got assurance. No gas stand. Then we no shaking.
Thank you very much.
And many people need be all over the world again. As far as only one black person in Biafra is ready, Ubuak, I be the Naga will be Afra Wibo. Can you also get in this cotton? On Gobalaha, with the prayers from God of Israel, Egotala, Nabiafra Gastand, as far as the state of Israel is concerned.
Amen.
Financial and otherwise.
Amen. 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 Oh, one year can for you for
me. But
you can't mention that for just.
I just come back.
I don't know. Anambra State. Na Radio Biafra. Yen na wa onye ọwụna. Wụno ihe Chukwu Amaka gie na ihe ememe. Ogwa ona chu 40 something years. Aje muzo is on why. Ọwụna etu osi kwesi ni iwu mba ụwa niile. Na United Nations ayekwesi ozi ina anụ ọgụ. Ihe kwesi ime na ebia woro oke anyi. Sura anya ana aga n'ihu. Which ofodo ndi mmadu ajigo mi anọ boda anọ. Wụno anọ si ọgụ me ihe niile. Yeah, man, of he has young kita naibo. Na yen do you wanna walk and see to a tin yeah. Coward. I won the dear France, we are cowards. I take it look, I met you because I had to watch or do as we are afraid to I had to eat them wanguara mono here. And then I on your zoe here, what a woman what I'm all for Nangwara, ne back with Mamia, I want only the gangwara near the stop boy. But I am at a point I take it low, then wake something see women, then we become a friend, we go back. So kai wo pojo na akoko ma won ai choro ka state of Biafra won ihe kwesi na ige nwe.
I want to answer your question ihe ikuru de odinigute mpa, and I will address it this way, that this is Radio Biafra. Today we are in Israel. Today's date is the 26th of May 2013. We want you to go and get a pen and a piece of paper and write it down. Anything we tell you at Radio Biafra, we do everything. There is only two ways for us and Biafra. Either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. There is no third option.
Amen.
So there is no third way. You cannot listen to Radio Biafra from now till the next 5 years and we start telling you, oh, only two ways. Full independence or death trying to get independence. There is no third way. There will be no retreat and there will be no surrender. Both in rhetoric and in action. People said it was impossible. Radio Biafra went home, broadcasted from Port Harcourt, from Enugu, from Onitsha, from Unnewi, from Aba, from Owerri. We came to Lagos and broadcasted from Lagos. Moro Nanya Durishi Nanya Ga Agafe, River Niger, Gawa Abuja would have gone to Kano to broadcast from Sabongeri in Kano. We are not joking. And this is not a journey for cowards. If you are afraid, don't come and join us. Go and sit by the side and watch. Anyana ngazumoto. Anyana hanule elu. We are very, very poor. Extremely poor. And by design as well. Because we don't read and don't make use of what we've read. If you check in the Bible, the only people not to have inheritance are the messengers of God, the house of Levi. Every messenger of hope, the way Radio Biafra is, can never have money. Listen very carefully. Can never, ever have money. We are here to serve our people in truth and honesty. To serve you so you can go and get Biafra and be free. That is our own portion. We will not meet any corrupt Igbo politician. We will not travel to Abuja. I didn't say negotiate. I said we will not travel to Abuja. Talk less of negotiating with anybody until Biafra comes. And Biafra that we are doing is Biafra by every and all means necessary. We are not in this nonsense of peaceful actualization. That is rubbish. If you know you cannot fight this battle, you go and sit down and look after your tiny family with your two or three children. But for us, our family is 50 million. And we're going to look after them. And we'll get Biafra. We are going to get Biafra.
Amen.
We're going to get Biafra. We don't talk here, we do things as well. And Nigeria expires next year, 30th of September next year. Yes. Our promise to Nigeria is that they will beg us to go. You know, now we're begging them that we want to go. Nigeria will beg us to take Biafra and leave them alone. So please.
Okay.
Yeah, continue.
Okay. Biafra nozi. Afambo Christian Ngogo.
Yes.
I'm from Ebonyi State.
Ebonyi State, yes.
Yes, of Nigeria. I'm Ebonyi. So, I just now told one of my elders from, because I'm a member of Igbo family meeting here in Israel, and one of the elders there. Yeah. So, we have come now with the meeting in Ka. Although, on Thursday, Ben Nakwisi, can no now when you see London, yeah. So, yeah, you know, somewhere, Ebony, now I do say, name na hand on that in your Biafran case. So, the boy now, same year, I see the people, now Eba have brought the right place, or they locate it, didn't involve, didn't ma about Biafra. No, come, call you a sophoma. Kedronya and Bira from London got me to end in the consign. So now, see, no, come on down now. I'm president of Igbo family meeting, not on around. Couple of them will travel. Couple of the man, Gaiba. Yes, no, correct, Gaiba. I said, why? Yes, no politics. So, I see anyway, now before. Sunday before midnight, I think I'm telling that person. Oh, to see no the news. So, I was in my brother, Pomna, on a meeting, and we're back in. And second, no, yeah. So, but as you know, now, no, my Biafra. My Biafra, and I'm going to be a friend. Read Biafra meeting here before. So one thing or the other, Mezie, a change is here, the Biafra meeting anyway, change here to Igbo family meeting. Oh yeah, marriage in Kano Kwa, Umere Biafra. Only, any me Biafra day before, Ekutoku Biafra again here. So here in the Kubu, you have not the possible, now you got fight for this Biafra. Kemeya, Kemwe campaign, Wawande Madam, Oyendra for ya, I didn't involve. You have no 10 people or 2 people that are for her. I have for jar head. I just be a fan case. Look what happened now. Anyway. Now, up at the on. This case. Because I came now, since age is ready, man, now I'm a pioneer this thing. Okay, Julia. I'm resume umere the man and the, you know, how people are forging ahead to fight for this Biafran something. So, you have no other man, Takwa now, name mayor of ma. I got the one man for our children because okay, and he grow now. We are not small children again. So it's for our children because I fight here for a long time. Are you questioning with Biafran state now? 36 years automatically is supposed to hand over the state for Biafran.
That's correct.
But they ignore it because Ndibo, Hana get a bribe. Ndiausa, Ekuaku and Yausa will go near. Only can have a good one down. Mawa big car, 2-10-story buildings.
That's correct.
So the poor ones are not suffering continuously. I am supposed to suffer here. Look at here. Everybody been out of. I'm in Israel now, almost 20 years. I'm only here when he can okay, I need you. When he I never be in Nigeria because of the situation.
For 20 years.
20 years. November, we make it 20 years. I come to Israel.
You not go all this way.
I never go because of the situation.
This is serious, sir.
Yes, this is what you are suffering here. We are not happy. We are not happy in this kind of condition anyị nọ here. Ya bụ na enyere anyị Biafra, enwe a lot of things na anyị Igbo mmadụ nwere ike na-eme, na-emezi emezi. I was a businessman before Israel, and the brain is going.
Ma 20 years ago, I'm ready now, but hold on, let us take this call.
Okay.
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name. Yes, this is Radio Biafra. Hello. Yes.
From Denmark.
From Denmark, go ahead.
Yeah. Who are saying you because after now, okay, I'm around on only one man or body. And I'm young, you.
Oh, so one in and I know look at Gani.
Concern of what I know you want to do, you want to talk to Amo, you know, because that guy you put up for us, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, I support that guy because. Most of things in the body, that Judas. Because even in the mentions I am working, I will have a new work at this Biafra. Still, I live here and here. Because some people will be very different in it. But I am on the same thing. I will be in a full of people meeting, maybe after I get here. Most of these women can never support this Biafra. But the main thing is here, a mecca Biafra, put it again. So no, I will be like, you know, that's why that people take what is their line, what I do.
I don't know.
So the message I have fight is going to get you not to work here with you because even if you win, all the money that I have put to cover for free, I put to cover, and we make a journey. You remove Judas. You did not remove Judas. All you like a window. After that, I walk to Buru.
It's not the matter when I be a line up on a Denmark.
Yes, but no one will die in there by the other. Oh, what are you? It's not a big one, people never around. Oh, what you want to know when you go
over there? Because, Imen, I want Nanny Walker, you hear you actually couldn't do. You put that earlier. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Well, hello, my name is Kirby. I'm calling from Malaysia, Spain.
You're calling from where, Malaysia? Where?
Valencia, Spain.
From Valencia in Spain. Yeah, sorry, please go ahead. Yeah. Your line was a bit wobbly. Go ahead.
Can I talk now?
Of course you may. Please, go ahead. Yes.
Okay, I'm very happy.
Your line, I'm afraid, is very poor. Your line is very, very poor. We don't know. Can you move about a bit? Can you go somewhere else? Just move about. Let's see if
you can.
No. We can't hear you. Please call back. Let's take this one. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Please, my name is Eureka Ezemba. Please. I think I have something that bothers me. I have to finish it.
Go ahead.
I think a lot of people, really non-Igbos here, are really playing on the computer, on the laptop, want to hear exactly what we are saying. And they are complaining that they cannot even understand what is the need of listening. If the people even they want to listen from Israel cannot even speak English, that they can drop their fast can understand as well.
Okay, we understand what you're saying. We are reverting back to English. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from. Hello? Hello, the caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Please, good evening.
Good evening.
I'm calling from Denmark.
From Denmark. What is your name?
My name is Cecilia.
Cecilia from Denmark. Go ahead. The world is listening to you this evening. Go ahead.
Yeah, because my name no my name. I'm not trying to be known in the bank. And I'm not going to be the home of the Biafra. I'm not Biafra. I'm not going to go. I want to go to on Ochuku. You may be saying, you have to come out to the day. The funny one will be Biafra today. Oh, no, they have got a happy. And you have the red in your manu to have 5 years of his Biafra. The clock I knew one on a major journey. And you know, because of Biafra, Biafra every day, little fool. Can you need to watch on Adam after Porto, where go or anything? Can I move forward to what Biafra and you back up our fool? No, I ain't natural. You call no man, God, make our God. Now, any night, we're bound, and I'm one who go and know.
So, two are going to wear there. Then, in Kibwa,
but Basalo Igbo Jewish community. Because if you know, say, they can, if you go to one hour, channels, is equal, a fight, if you can, na Biafra again, one long way. On way by Jigidel, Ulue, or to die in that belly. Deep bay, I can't borrow. On way low, more than Ndi Bonatale over there, no. Negosi Ndi over there, and a fabon de Ndi Ju, Ndi over there, and a fabon one. So, following me, my one J. Otto, I go to this, we are covering all of the Porta Cabe, where I am. I am, if I ever prefer dinner, Messia, I am J. Ka, ever tower quick. Girl, Gabo, Otto, it was as you me. Open, I got direct. Men and I now convert. Everybody, okay, go for, but when I me and our feeble, Nine, the Bonnie Nebu Jew. So, all guys just in Rabanot. Now, my office now for Makia. For now, cover that na na far Amana Batanio to her. Because now, what if I'm not go see, what proof go see near Ibo Buju? I want to make a card, Supreme Court. I just in the Supreme Court over there, no one, just best yet. Otu was a poor kid down on Bo, na facholo. If I care be Gego Sifa Nandibo Buju Anye Owan Canera na Bosa Noa Uma use Remi me to prefer an emia. I am Okola Apoloku, Ka Omo Nine Eba Yalanyaka, for the Assisera prefer on the Macanina Chapo. Mana, most of Nina Ejifa Bundimala Oko. Most of ndi bu de if they need to do one hour. So, Utah Bata, the Kita Noa, and my wee will be able. Ne gente. On your own amount, where you see women, because now the case that I can draw close or can depend. Kai were not Ganiru.
Because I come out to get Poko Magano. 1 night you work on Chima, Onyola, or Ginimara,
yes.
This case is in court. And there was a ruling on that case.
When did the animal be? Okay. Oga angel. When you see now from if you do over there no one. Negotiate that na e watabu go udeli ba before no fees here. And onwaro no if we ever up or open. No onwaro if I care be zuli and suge gosi nandi bobu ju. Oh one diaze. Any contact say na. Ndida
Nani Igbo
kwa ta na fa ganyara anya aka no nwelo ufodu kota no nwe ife akebe fa nwe gasele mana the problem with oge siwe chikoti onu kanyi we woro ofu obi woro ofu onu we na eje so biko nye nwo myo na bigbo mo to oge siwe nyara aka na ebe di otu anu odi mpare nne.
I have very privileged information about that very case, which I will tell you when we come off the air. Highly privileged information, and you'll be fascinated what the outcome is of that case. They have ruled on the case. There is a decision. They have released the decision, but we'll tell all of you when we go off air. Please,
I know you can have one radio Biafra, Israel, Tad.
I'm going to be a guest. I want you to go back.
I'm a patron.
Patron. Okay, patron. Okay, and Mecca is here. That is wonderful. Please, Mr. Chairman, before you conclude, let the patron speak. He's here now. Please, patron. The world is listening to Radio Biafra in every country of the world this evening as we broadcast. Give them your name, where you come from, and they say what you want to say, please.
Ndi bwe kele mono. Mwabo. Declan Umozu, the grand patron of Igbo Jewish community in Israel. Obid mangone. Eba ngulike bakotamu. No de. Emele ma ene eme. Nambeda. Mgbe m batara ya ụjọ tụrụ m maka ya kpọọ ebe hodo okwu a azaghị etu a ọ ofu ndị ahụ na-azakwa ya na-azakwanụ mana course na de o kan ha e ha wuri igbo kure na ai igbo aga ma sigi na ai na nwo kai na anwasi ike na enyekure ndi umu igbo ai aka deka ama me bonu ku deburu mana deka o kennu petere ti mbira ana ma agota na from ihe meka kwuru eba ye neja anwu igbo ai di n'udo ai di n'ejigbo ti udo n'obodo we were ekere na enye onye isi ai o since obiro no weekend bo jukun kan je sege ni igbo deka ihe bu asi ndi alu wo ozo ma lokwa zo ni igbo ana ekwu oku biafra ana me zute mwanu ko meko ugbo onyana ogo okuru mbacha ibro biafra isi no boda ni ha na mebu biafra una some people na kwa ndi igbo de na achi nwa ugbo o kan ha chu hia ha inwa ugbo short
and so what una atigara akwụkwọ so what
and so what
and so what ija ha na gana asa
akwụkwọ ija ha na gana asa ugbo ogbu hihi ojo
it's not to be ashamed of
ayi nwere akwụkwọ ayi ji akwụkwọ ahụ eji ọ bụrụ na akwụkwọ ka anyị na-adụ mana anyị chọrọ nkwado nwanne obodo a na-etu achi wee jeme anyị zọrọ ụkwụ ebe ọbụla utu nkwado ndị obodo a anyị ga-enwere onwe anyị bụ Biafra mgbe anyị na-eme mitin abụghị ndị igbo mana ọ Biafra ka ha bụ nyechara anyị ebe anyị na-eme mitin akwụghị ụgwọ mmadụ ka bili ha
ndị kalaba
because ha ma na ọ maka na ha ma na ọ Biafra ka ha na-azọ so ọ dịka na m agwara ụnụ na mpara because amaghị m ibe bidoro bụrụ na amụ ibe a na-ejedebe ọ na-agba enyi n'akọ ya dị mbe ka mere ihe a na-eme mana nsogbu adị agadi nwanyị kwuo dụba azụ ịma na ọ chọghị nyụ ahụ so mana m nsogbu adịghị anyị ga-adịnị
onye ọzọ na-ekwube ha okwu ebe a mbado biko onye isi jikọtara anyị ka anyị meche n'oge a gafe
ladies and gentlemen ndị niile na-ege ntị worldwide ndị igbo
and Biafra and the friends of Biafra
omu Biafra na ndị oyi Biafra anyị niile bụ ndị Biafra ka anyị bụ ofu mmiri nọ n'ite asụ ndị be anyị si na onye ama ha atụ ogene ya na-egbe anya n'ọdụ ihe niile anyị kwuru anyị kwutachasịrị ya udo na ịhụnanya bụ ihe anyị ga-eji wee nweta ana Biafra ihe niile anyị na-eme na Israel ebe a bụ iji wee gaa anya bụ ije ka a gaa ya ọfụma ọ bụrụ na oso echi niile anyị ma ebe anyị ya abagasị mana ihe gbasara okpere echi ndị obodo a ma ihe gbasara ndị na-achị Israel ama m ihe m ji asụ ihe m na-asụ na igbo ya na Biafra anyị na-akpọ aha ya anaghị akụja akụja ya na nkwa m na-ekwe onye ọbụla na-ege ntị bụ nwa Biafra bụ anyị nnedola anyị n'ọrụ anyị kwesịrị ịlụ na Israel iji wee nwee Biafra anyị niile ga-ejikọta obi ọnụ ana m ekwe nkwa na bido tata gaba ma ụmụnne anyị ndị nwere ihe na-ewute ha n'obi anyị niile ga-anọkọta ọnụ ọkọlọtọ Biafra ga-abụ ihe ewenyere enu ka anyị wee nwee ike wee nọ na Biafra wee kpọkue nna maka naanị aha Jehova bụ ihe ụmụ Biafra ga-ebu n'elu bido na ọgbaluo na ọgba n'ihi na ruo mgbe ebighị ebi ka ebere ya na-adị ana m ekene nna ndị nwanne anyị nwoke jide ka iji asị onye asịnye jire ka o ji maa na ọ na-emeta ya chineke Izrel ga-edube gị ọmụma amasị amasị ga-edube gị anyị na-asị ọdụm egbe Judia na nsọ ga-edube gị o nwere ihe ga-eme gị maka na ihe ị na-ekwu bụ eziokwu Biafra ga-adịnị ụmụnne m anụ m eke na unu daalụ nụ
ndewo na biko na mụwawo
Namde kana mekele ko munna anyi ne na Israel. Na se no tu si ba zoku. Zoku munne. De ko mana la anyi sire de. Owe ihe ihe anure. Buru ihe nkasi obi. Yunu zaroko a. Ihe na se anyi kpo yo bosi sa. Akwa sabat ko shaba go ihe na kwa. And because no sabat. I me ya na o cho so na de sinante. I think he made a bleach. Yes, I see. Yes, I see. Become a word of her neck and note. Neck a little under granite. Please, it's a very special program. This is a town hall meeting here in Israel. We are Biafrans, we are Igbo people. We wash our dirty linen in the public, and for a reason. The most progressive country in the world is the United States. Do you know why they are the most progressive? They don't have any secret.
Transparency.
If you do evil, they bring you out and they disgrace you in the public. So no other idiot will follow you. That's why Radio Biafra is transparent. But we're going to get there. Our strength is in our truthfulness, our sense of purpose and our unity. And we are here in Israel, where God himself comes from. And from this day onwards, as long as you people in Israel are united, we will get Biafra.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening wherever you are in the world, and God bless all of you.
Ibi mena no mo wagasilele.